Hello again, everybody. This is the Common Sense American coming at you just a little while before Christmas here. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to all, even to the liberals, some of whom just really don't like this holiday and don't like Christians and whatever. I'm really trying to bring everybody together, at least during this time of year. 2020 is going to be nuts, which is why last week I put out an appeal to everyone that we really need to find a way to communicate again, or we are heading towards another civil war, or at least some form of open conflict, which absolutely nobody wants, or no sane people want. And there was a point I made in that show that I am going to double down on this time, because I really believe it's important to focus on. But before I do, let me just mention, because I think this is also important, the Greta Thunberg thing. She's person of the year for Time, and I know people are piling onto her. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Please remember that we are talking about a child. And actually, I didn't know this, but I think she's somewhat disabled, slightly autistic or something. Anyway, she is a child. If you're going to accuse, if you're going to place blame, make sure to put it in the right place. It's not on her head. The people who are using her, essentially, exploiting her, which is really what they're doing, to push their climate agenda. It was not, I guarantee you, it was not her idea to go in front of, councils and boards and meetings, things she's never even heard of. I guarantee you none of this has been her idea. Maybe from the start she was a little bit outspoken and teachers started to notice and then, well, okay. But one thing to remember is that you are going to be playing directly into the hands of the opposition if you personally attack her, because this gives leftists an opportunity to say, oh, look how nasty the right is. Look at them attacking this child. Don't fall into that trap. Okay? Don't do that. Put the blame where it belongs, which is squarely on the shoulders of the completely amoral Democrats and leftists who should absolutely be ashamed of themselves for doing this with a child. She is, like all celebrities, she has handlers. She probably has an agent by now, but she certainly has people who are controlling how she is seen by the public and where she goes and what she says. I make no mistake about it. So that is where you should be placing your blame and accusations, and make sure it is not a personal attack on a child who really is being exploited and even abused, in my mind. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. Moving on, like I said last week, we really need to learn how to communicate again, left and right. And I know there's this widening gulf between us that makes it so difficult. But really, the one reason why, and this is a big thing, there is a lie that is being perpetrated right now. And I noticed this when I was reading the comments to my last show, which got a lot of comments. A lot of people saying, well, I like what you're saying, but there is no talking to the left. They're all crazy. They're all lunatics. They just react with hate and hostility, and they're all nuts, and we can't talk to them. They've proven that over and over again. But I always come back, and I'm saying, look, there's something that we're missing, okay? And we're falling into another trap. This is another lie that we are all believing in because some of us are immersed in social media, perhaps a little too much, but it's also the message being sent by the mainstream media and Hollywood in a lot of ways, which is that moderate individuals are somehow in the minority all of a sudden when they were always in the majority, and that the only thing that's left is this war between extreme right-wing and extreme left-wing individuals. Now, I don't believe that, and you shouldn't either. That is a lie. The reason why it seems that way is because the extremists in all situations are always the loudest. They're the loudest or the most active. They have the most hard-hitting stuff on social media. They're constantly throwing stuff at you. And let's face it, the media is doing the exact same thing. Their juiciest stories are for when, extreme left or extreme right does something or says something and it's so outlandish that people are going, what the hell is that? Okay? So because that's really what we see so much of it, and our lives are so inundated with this digital, maelstrom of endless information and endless stories and headlines and sound bites. And again, when most of those, and I would say 80, 90% of them, are specifically focusing on the extremists, on the far left and far right, it has an impact. We start to believe that they are the majority. Okay? Now, let me ask you a question. Think about this for a second. If you're conservative or Republican or whatever, do you find that your views today are more right-wing than they were, say, 10 years ago? I am willing to bet that most of you are going to say that they are. And I'm willing to bet that if I was asking a Democrat the same question, I would get the same answer, that their views are more left than they were 10 years ago or so. Now, why does that happen? Is that just a phenomenon that, you know, one side started going too far, and then the other side reacted by going, you know, farther and farther the other way? And, you know, is that part of it? Sure. But is that really the whole answer? I say no. I say we are all falling for the lie that tells us that America is now full of extremists on both sides, and that's why we're headed towards conflict and massive conflict. And that's why we're seeing so much dissension and division and hate and hostility spreading throughout the country. And I believe it's completely unfounded. Now, are there more far left people than there were, you know, 20 years ago? Are there? Yes, there are. But again, what has caused it? You know, the politicians are going farther and farther left, yes. But what we believe, what we see on a daily basis, is causing us to react as well. I am, always have been, independent, and I tend to lean more towards libertarianism than anything else, although I admit to having a dose of conservatism in me. And I don't think this has wavered too much, again, because I don't really feel like I should be falling for the lie that there's just extremists out there. Okay, too many people were replying to my show last week where I was begging people to communicate more, we have to find a way to talk to each other again. And my point was that the idea that nobody on the left will ever listen to you, and by the way, they share that same idea, the idea that nobody on the right will listen to them, is not getting us anywhere. And I don't think it's founded in any real truth or reality. It's not. Take a look around. Do you know many people who are so extreme right and left that, you know, they'd end up in the news? I don't. I mostly know moderate individuals. I think we all do. I think we get sucked into, especially in the digital world, in the social media realm, and when we're ingesting so much information on a daily basis, and again from the media that is constantly pelting us with these stories of, you know, far-right extremism and far-left extremism and socialism versus, you know, capitalism, and all of this has created this gulf between us. And it's only getting worse because those people shriek the loudest on both sides, that's what we react to. Right? What do we always talk about? We talk about the latest insane socialist idea from the left, or we talk about the latest insane climate change thing, or the latest awful abortion idea, or, you know, I think there was that, I don't even know her name, the one that said that an abortion, you know, she's so appreciative of it, and she's so glad she did it, because now she's a multimillionaire with all kinds of time, and she can do what she wants, and it was just a chillingly disgusting statement. It could not have been more self-serving, more selfish, more egotistic, as in, I killed an innocent child, so look at me, I get to be a millionaire now. It just makes your blood run cold. But again, we're talking about a celebrity, we're talking about people who get a lot of play, we're talking about people who get attention all the time. And of course, everyone's going to latch onto that. And what will happen? We'll have a lot of people on the right making the assumption that a lot of people on the left, all of them will go with that. Now, I will admit, especially when it comes to abortion, it is difficult to find a leftist, whether they're moderate or not, who is pro-life. I admit that, okay? When it comes to abortion, it does seem to be a pretty hard line. If you're on the right, you are pro-life. If you're on the left, you are pro-choice. And there's very few exceptions to the rule. For me, I did a podcast on abortion and why I know liberals love it. And it's because they're the most egotistical, selfish humans alive. It's all about them. It's not about anybody else. no personal responsibility, to hell with that. I want to do what I want to do. And, you know, again, to hell with everybody, including the baby inside me. But I also added that there are extenuating circumstances in every facet of human life. You know, and there may be extreme cases where I would indeed support an abortion. They would be extreme cases. It'd be very rare for me to say, yeah, let's do this, but they do exist. And there's also the philosophical, existential questions as to whether or not that soul would be happier in this world. Maybe it's better staying where it is and blah, blah, blah. We could go into that, but I'm sure your eyes are already glazing over. So let's return to the matter at hand. And the big lie that Hollywood and the media and social media, perhaps above all else, is starting to spread. And it's infectious, right? It's spreading at a colossal rate. It's spreading all over the world because digital connects to everyone on the planet who has an internet connection. What are we seeing? We're seeing it explode everywhere. And again, I'm not so sure that it's because moderates are becoming an endangered species. I believe that the moderates are not an endangered species. I believe that they do comprise the majority, as they always have. And we don't know that because we're not willing to talk to them. We're not willing to ask these questions. We're not really, you know, we're a little too trigger happy. People on both sides, you know, too quick to pull out the name calling, too quick to dismiss, too quick to block or ban on Facebook and Twitter, not talk to, you know. I have tried to talk to people on the left. And yes, unfortunately, many times they quickly pull out the name card, the name calling and the insulting my resume or whatever, as if it matters. It's too childish and too adolescent. It makes my hair hurt. I can't discuss this kind of hostility. I don't even want to. If you want to use your brain, fine, by all means, talk to me. And I'm sure that there are people on the left who have a brain, who have a functioning brain, and they are the moderates, just like we have moderates, just like the right has moderates. And again, I think they're being shouted down. I think they're feeling sort of left out in the cold. And what is our reaction? What is a human reaction to feeling that you're, you know, being squeezed out, to feeling that you're in the minority, to watching the other side as you perceive it going farther and farther away from you, right? Well, you tend to huddle up with your own clan. The human reaction is to go and get farther, you know, okay, fine, you don't want anything to do with me, I don't want anything to do with you either, and they just get farther and farther apart. That is a very human reaction. It's not, oh, you know, come back, let's talk. It's very common for both, just to hell with you, fine. You want to be that way? I'm hunkering down with my guns and some canned goods, you know? But that doesn't do us any good. That is not a future that anybody wants, again, unless you're nuts. And I think the key to this is understanding reality outside of a screen. And too many people are getting too much of their information about reality from screens. And again, remember what they're trying to do. They're trying to sell a story. They're trying to get you to click. They're trying to get your attention. They're trying to get you talking. And the best way to do that is to over-exaggerate a little bit and to emphasize the extremes on both sides. It's much better if you just walk out and go to your local grocery store and see what's there. I can pretty much guarantee you that you are not going to find a whole lot of people who love, you know, people in the squad like AOC, and you're probably going to find people, even if on their left, saying, I don't know, I think they're a little crazy, a little too far left for me. I don't think that they're, you know, they speak for all Democrats, and I have come across many Democrats who say that flat out. Look, I don't identify with some of the stuff those crazy people are talking about, right? And you know, it's too bad we don't hear more of it. It's too bad there's not more in the political sphere. I guess Tulsi Gabbard is somewhat of a moderate Democrat, and she has said many times, look, this has to stop. This, the extremism on both sides have to stop, and we have to take things, you know, with a more intelligent mind, a little more reasonable, a little more civilized, you know? And I'm not saying that I will go left, because I ain't. And I don't think I ever will. I never have in my whole life anyway. But I have forced myself to fight against going farther right. I've always been independent and mostly libertarian. And I don't really identify with either party. I know that the many of the biggest problems this country faces today are absolutely due to Democrat rule. I believe that, and I have plenty of evidence to back that up. You know, you can look at everything from the cities to, well, the sanctuary cities is one thing, but take a look at just about any liberal-run stronghold, and you will find, you know, just bankruptcy, corruption, poor. It's a mess. It's a mess because it doesn't work, okay? All these assistance programs don't work. Giving people something for nothing never works. Taking it from somebody to give it to somebody else doesn't work. That's it, okay? You want to learn more about that, you can check my socialism podcast as to why it's such a threat to humanity. But the point is, don't get dragged into this. Don't get sucked into the belief that your screens, what you're looking at on TV, what you're looking at on your devices and on your computer screens, and what you're hearing on the radio and all that stuff, don't, and especially what you see like in movies, God forbid, or things like that, don't believe that that's the norm, because it isn't. That is not reality. They're selling you something. Don't buy it. Walk around outside a bit. Talk to people. See if they really, even if they're, you know, I'll bet you will find right-wing people who are not so thrilled with Trump. You will find right-wing people who will say, I didn't really vote for him, but I couldn't stand Hillary. You know, I'm not too sure about this impeachment thing. I'm sort of on the fence. You're going to find a lot of people, both on the left and the right, who say these things. They do exist. The moderates are in the majority. So when I say we need to learn how to communicate with these people and everybody needs to get back to talking to each other, the gulf that has formed between us is real, right? But we've sort of been, you know, it's been a fake movement in some ways. It's a false phenomenon. It has not occurred just, you know, independently of outside forces. External forces has shaped this gulf, has created it, has widened it by trying to tell us, oh, see the person over there? They're a complete lunatic and you shouldn't trust them. Don't even talk to them. That is kind of the message that is being sent and is, you know, flooding at us from everything that we see and hear. Don't fall for it. Stand up, take a look around, open your eyes and ears. Don't get so caught up in who put up the latest Facebook or Twitter or Instagram thing about how some insanity. Don't believe that that is the norm, okay? And I know there's going to be plenty of comments saying, well, I tried that. I live in California or New York, and all I ever do is come across insane people who, you know, want to throw stuff at me. And I'm sorry, I don't believe you. If you have, you've been seeking them out. Yes, they exist. I'm not saying they don't. And yes, there are more of them than there were before. But you are more likely to find a moderate individual on either side than you are to find an extremist, one who really adopts full-on extreme views on both sides and believes that there is no talking anymore, believes that we can't talk to them. And then you start talking about, then you get so far down that path, one side's talking about arresting and hanging and just guns in the streets, and nobody wants this. And we don't need to do this. People still use their brains. Some people do, maybe even the majority. Find out. Go look. Problem is, you're probably not going to find them easily on social media because the people who, you know, scream the loudest are the ones who are the farthest left and right. So that is not a good example, right? It just isn't. Don't look to movies. Don't look to TV. Don't look to news. They are pushing us. They're trying to sell a package, and they've been doing it successfully, and they're going to keep doing it because, again, it's successful. Right? It's successful because we made it successful. We watched, we clicked, we listened. But now it's time to recenter. It's time to take another look at reality and say, you know what? This doesn't seem right. This is not, what I am seeing through the screen is not indicative, not an accurate depiction of what we're seeing in reality, what's seeing in my reality. Right? Sometimes that's, you know, I've heard of, you know, families, you know, getting split up and friendships ending because, you know, different political views. That really was never the case before. We're going too far in both directions, and that's severing ties, and it's not a good thing. And maybe if you talk to them again, maybe if you talk to the person again who you thought was so far away, maybe they thought the same thing about you, and that's the reason why. And if you sat down and talked, you find you wouldn't be as different as you thought. It's just a suggestion, you know. Again, focus on reality. See what's really out there. Make your decisions. don't make assumptions, right? And we'll go from there. Maybe we can start the healing process. I think that's the best way to do it. But, you know, again, just my own thoughts, trying to be positive, trying to open our eyes in the spirit of the holidays. And certainly, again, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody. And hopefully next week I will see you again. Hopefully I'm getting more and more listeners and subscribers and people who are opening their minds and ears, and I always love to see that. And again, please check my new Facebook page, which I just started for season 2. Follow and like there. I don't really know how that works, how well it's going to do, but I always appreciate anybody who's willing to lend an ear and support me. And I will see you again next week. Thank you.